We have a new world. We have had a lot of big decisions come down in the past year on uninsured, underinsured motorist claims. I guess I should use this. So we'll go over that. We're going to go over deck actions, attorney's fees. What is bad faith? My God, we got an answer. It's not necessarily the most clear, but we have answers. Consent to settle, to be bound, discovery, all sorts of things. So this is going to go over that. The fight we've been having since forever is, can we get attorney's fees? Well, we still don't really know. But the fight is really about, what is the cause of action? And in Brainerd, we found out that very clearly it's not a breach of contract, so we can't get attorney's fees under a breach of contract. But we had to adjust. We had to find a cause of action. I tend to do it as a deck action. You know, there's been no case that says it's not. We have plenty of recognized opinions that says it is. The statute says it's supposed to be construed liberally. And if you use the language from Brainerd, you can use a deck action before or after there's a breach. And the key is before, because in Brainerd, the court said there is no breach. So let's look at the cases. We started out with Schrober. Basically, we start out with federal court opinions, mostly memorandums. Schrober, Owen, Stoyer, and Accardo came out. Accardo's a great opinion if you're going to handle these type of cases, because it really gives you a good lay of the land. I've been talking about that for a few years. Now we have Allstate versus Jordan. So if you look at Allstate versus Jordan, it's the first Texas appellate case which says a deck action is proper. They come out and say, we find nothing in Brainerd which precludes the deck action from being used to pursue one of these claims.